Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Emotionally Focused Therapy Workbook for Addiction, How to Heal the Loneliness and Shame that Trigger Addictive Behaviors, by Michael Barnett, LPCC. Forward by Susan Johnson, EDD. Narrated by John Gushen. Limit of Liability / Disclaimer of Warranty. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Foreword. It is with a special pleasure to witness Michael Barnett's labor of love through these last many years, culminating in this book that heartfully consolidates an attachment approach to working with addiction through the lens of the concepts, practices, and processes of emotionally focused therapy, EFT. I fondly recall many conversations between the two of us when Michael first began researching the implementation of EFT within the treatment protocol of a reputable treatment facility in Atlanta, Georgia, many years ago. What began as a rough sketch for providing a path forward for people struggling with addiction has evolved into a clear, well-thought-out approach to healing addiction from the inside out. For more than a century, the puzzle of how to support people suffering from addiction has been much like a Zen koan to the fields of both psychotherapy and mental health. Although we have marveled at medical breakthroughs that allow us to understand the neurobiology of addiction in exquisite detail, hundreds of thousands of people continue to suffer and even die each year from addictive-related causes. The vast majority of contemporary approaches available to us address the problem of addiction from the top down, assessing it solely as a behavior to be modified. Michael illuminates what has been missing from the field that has essentially been right under our noses the entire time: human connection as the primary resource for healing. Human connection, attachment, offers the clearest, most direct, and potent promise for not only supporting the healing of the pain that causes addiction, but a resource to heal the suffering of the human being. Through EFT, Michael provides listeners with effective tools to navigate the turbulent emotional aspects of themselves responsible for self-medication into a new world of possibility, a sense of belonging, connection, and relief without substances. In doing so, Michael has elevated approaching addictive processes beyond the traditional framework of fellowship, which is necessary but far from sufficient. Like a potent tide pulling the waters to the shoreline, Michael's inviting voice pulls people beyond simply stopping addictive behavior toward the hidden realities of their own emotional worlds. The inner terrain of emotion can be treacherous and overwhelming for even the most resourced and balanced of people. Sadly, when addiction has made its presence palpable in people's lives, finding the doorway in, where healing must occur, is all but impossible. Michael has a knack for walking people gently, yet persistently, into the experience of their emotional selves, so that they can unlock the doorways that have prevented them from healing their past through love and relationship rather than through their substances of choice. Michael's extraordinarily effective step-by-step process guides each listener into a lovely process of discovery of the emotional truths that have been driving their addictive processes. It is with great pleasure to have the opportunity to celebrate Michael's contribution to the field of addiction through offering such a caring, sensitive, and human approach to helping people find their own way to transform their relationship with addiction. Susan M. Johnson, EDD, founder and creator of Emotionally Focused Therapy. Prologue. Writing this book holds deep meaning for me. It is a gift, my gift to you, and hopefully to many others who know the suffering, pain, and isolation, not just simply from addiction, but from the pain beneath the addictive processes that no one sees. The private hurt that all of us who have struggled with addiction are intimately acquainted with that goes unnoticed by the world at large. In the outside world, people tend to see what is on the surface. They make judgmental assumptions and interpretations about our personal character and intentions based upon what they think they see and know. Unbeknownst to them, there is an unseen, vulnerable, and deeply human world beneath the surface that may be well hidden from view, where every misinformed perception rubs more salt deeply into the well-disguised wounds that lurk beneath our social exteriors. What is missed, and gravely overlooked, is the hurting human that lies buried within. I remember my first time getting high. It was amazing. I felt relaxed, playful, giddy, and cool. I was vibing with my friend, laughing and talking a lot, and experiencing a whole new wonderful world of awe, wonder, and connection. It felt as if we had entered a brand new, delightful, mysterious world together. We had somehow unlocked an invisible door that gave way to a joy that was completely devoid of the all-encompassing angst and confusion that was my familiar companion. This magical world was not only hidden from adults and authorities, but something so foreign to them that we could call it our own without any confining instructions or pressure to deflate the joy that we had found. It was all ours, and it was quite incredible. On one hand, this sounds wonderful, even blissful. Wouldn't everyone wish for experiences like this? However, as these words emerge on the page, a deep sadness washes over me. I was 13 years old at the time. Like many of us during childhood, I was frequently met with judgments and criticisms from those around me. "What is wrong with you?" was the most common question thrown my way. The harsh consequences and derogatory comments from the people entrusted with my care and guidance cut deeply into my sense of self. However, the added burden of shame to my already heavy heart was the worst punishment of all. Very little meaningful and effective professional help was available then, and sadly the same holds true today. The vast majority of books and resources available to people seeking to heal from the addictive processes offer skills and cognitive practices that serve as guardrails to pull in the reins of addiction. Although some of these practices may place a stopgap to using, they tend to fall apart during crucial moments of needing to keep our recovery strong and solid. They rarely touch the murky reservoir of pain within the heavy hearts of those of us struggling with addiction. This leaves us caught in the endless merry-go-round of relapse and addiction. Despite many attempts to get clean, internal pep talks, and all the tools and resources available, I couldn't access, let alone heal, the distress that churned inside of me. Although I could stop using for periods of time, the skills and tools at my disposal weren't able to dissipate the heaviness within me. Sadly, I returned to substances again and again to quiet the turmoil, which continued to erode my sense of self-worth and adequacy. Your circumstances may be different. Perhaps you were quite aware why you were in so much pain and despair. Perhaps you knew in your bones that there was no one who could soften that jagged hurt that resides deep down inside. Either way, the awful combination of not just hurting, but hurting alone, made both your pain and your problems exponentially more overwhelming. With all this pain, the relief that addictive substances and behaviors provide makes a hell of a lot of sense. The reason addiction is everywhere boils down to one consistent truth about addiction. It works. Until it doesn't. addiction takes on a life of its own and viciously pulls us into its downward spiral. This is most likely why we are meeting here through this book. So fast forward, I am now happily married, successful as a father, and have wonderful friends and community, as well as meaningful work. I have been working in the field of psychology for more than 3 decades. I, like many of my peers, entered the field to answer some very deep and personal questions. What is wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? Is there a way out? Can I find relief? Can I be happy and feel alive? And can I ultimately help others to do the same? These are the questions that can only be answered through embarking on our own personal journey to heal our emotional self. The inward journey grants us access to those places within us that hold the hurt that drives addiction in the first place. This book is intended to work well with any of the skill sets that you have previously learned and take you further into your healing process so that you won't need addiction the way you have in the past. The field of psychology and personal growth unexpectedly provided a rich and rewarding path for my journey, one that I am grateful to have embraced wholeheartedly. It took time. It required risk. It wasn't easy at first. However, if I hadn't taken the risk, I believe that I would still be lost. The journey that helped me to identify, encounter, and eventually embrace the emotional world within myself allowed me to finally lean into and later come into genuine harmony with the things that I most feared. I couldn't have done this alone. There is no way to do so. The greatest gift of growth and healing has been the sacred people along the way who have helped me to not feel alone. They gave me the courage to move forward. They inspired me. They loved me when I could not love myself. Whether personally or professionally speaking, I am the fruits of my soul journey. I join you here not as a remote ivory tower expert, but instead as a wounded healer who learned that there is real hope and transformation possible for all of us. My hurt, pain, and confusion became my greatest teachers. I propose that yours can be the same for you. My journey has had many twists and turns, trials and tribulations, as well as beautiful moments of grace, good fortune, and luck. I've come face to face with tragedies, losses, failures, and freakouts. At times, life left me drowning in a quagmire of despair. However, I knew there had to be something different, something better out there. With the help of caring others, I was able to face my pain, find ways of making sense of it, and ultimately experience the genuine transformation of pain into wisdom. Wisdom is the ineffable experience of turning lead into gold, lemons into lemonade, and deep pain into strength and understanding that remains intact for the rest of our lives. Wisdom is knowing truth in your very bones. It remains with us for the rest of our days. I have had the great good fortune of being led to the invaluable and paradoxical discovery that opening Pandora's box, which for decades I kept deeply hidden away inside of myself like Fort Knox, became the royal road to the experience of well-being that I gratefully call home now. One of my heroes, the renowned author, scholar, and sage Joseph Campbell, implied in his writings that this journey is not for the faint of heart. He entitled the process The Hero's Journey. I love that. But I believe that we are all heroes in disguise who haven't been given the tools, guidance, and wisdom for this transformational alchemy yet. Introduction. We are all too aware of the widespread prevalence of substance abuse and addiction, right? But how common is it, really? In 2020, 40.3 million people aged 12 or older in the United States, 14.5% of the population, reportedly had a substance use disorder, SUD, in the past year. Despite more than 100 years of scientific research, addiction has become to the field of behavioral health what the common cold is to the field of medicine, ubiquitous. It can affect anyone and occur at any time. Even with profound medical advances capable of mapping the impact of addiction on the brain in exquisite detail, addiction has escalated exponentially. In this very moment, as you begin this workbook, you are among thousands of people earnestly seeking relief from addiction who have been unable to find a way out. When we sincerely attempt to change our relationship to addiction and are unsuccessful, we diminish our self-esteem and further fuel the fires of addiction. Instead of being proud of making earnest efforts to change course, our failed attempts at quitting leave us with the brutal sting of disappointment. We let down the people we love, again, and we let down ourselves, again. Bearing the heavy burden of disappointing ourselves is deeply discouraging. Therefore, I want to extend a huge congratulations to you for standing tall and choosing this book so that you can create real change in your own life. The pandemic laid bare the predictable correlation between isolation, dislocation, read disconnection, and addiction. While I was writing the proposal for this book, the New York Times published a heartbreaking headline that was a testament to this fact. Overdose deaths reached record high as pandemic spread. It went on to say, the previously unimaginable benchmark of over 100,000 deaths caused by drug overdose was recorded in the United States over the past 12 months. This is astounding. The previous benchmark for death by drug overdose was 70,630 people in the United States. The reality is that we can never effectively treat addiction if we can't identify and understand its root cause. We know all too well that addiction is a powerful and reliable way to avoid and numb emotion. However, truth be told, none of us learn to avoid feeling our feelings randomly. We needed to keep them at bay for good reasons, which we will get to later. Plain and simple, emotional pain without dependable people to offer reassurance and support means one must find another source of relief. For so many of us, drugs and alcohol became that option. Substances can offer temporary relief, at best, from emotional pain. However, in time, as you know all too well, addiction eventually takes on a life of its own, and it can be deadly. Alternatively, when life's road gets rocky, when we know in our bones that there are people to whom we can turn who care about us, we are infinitely stronger, more resilient, and safe. This workbook is written to help you find a path into and through the very heart of the distress that set addiction in motion to begin with. It is a unique approach to healing the very source of what addictive processes have been attempting to self-medicate. This book is intended to offer you the help and guidance from ground zero at addiction's emotional epicenter so that you can heal it from the bottom up. This workbook will not represent the familiar tools that you have likely already attempted to utilize to change your relationship with addiction. It will provide you with a new understanding of your addiction, as well as powerful skills and processes for you to be able to recover your connection to yourself and others. Once you can see the path clearly, you can find the way through to the other side. Without a clear path, you end up lost in the woods without a compass. As baseball player Yogi Berra once said, "If you don't know where you are going, you will end up somewhere else." Emotionally Focused Therapy, EFT, Transforming Addiction Through Attachment. So, what is the path? a profound and exciting resource for successfully transforming the underlying disease that silently propels addiction, has been hiding in plain sight for all too long. The power of dependable human connection, the power of attachment. This may sound more like a promotion for a Valentine's Day card than an effective approach for transforming addiction, but decades worth of hard science, empirically validated research, and thousands of hours of both clinical and personal experience beg to differ. A brilliant psychotherapist named Dr. Susan Johnson created a model of therapy called Emotionally Focused Therapy, EFT, and it is the most successful relational therapy ever researched. EFT harnesses the power of relationships so that you can thrive without being held hostage to addiction. It offers understandable concepts, approachable processes, and coping skills that can guide you on your path through addiction toward a state of health and well-being that is your birthright. EFT's body of empirically validated research shows dramatic reductions in PTSD, depression, and anxiety. These are the exact same underlying symptoms consistently associated with addiction. They are the source of the pain, the ground zero, that primes ongoing addictive use. So here is our formula. Let's heal the pain and trauma that lurk beneath the surface, and then we can heal the addiction that lives above it. Without getting to the heart and origin of the emotional pain we have been trying to keep at bay, we remain vulnerable to relapse and the overwhelming power of addiction. Grounded in the attachment-based tools of emotionally focused therapy, this workbook targets the hidden pain of loneliness, despair, and shame that can drive addiction, showing you how to build healthy attachment, belonging, connection, and safety with the ones you love as a buffer against drugs and alcohol. In these chapters, you will find practical information about addictive processes and healing through the tenets, wisdom, and practical approaches found within EFT. EFT views addictive processes as an understandable and even functional, yes, you heard me, strategy designed to manage and soothe our hidden emotional distress. None of us turns to drugs or alcohol randomly. Life doesn't always deal us the best hand of cards to play. However, being adaptive creatures, we found the best way to play the hand we were dealt. Now we're here to learn a new way. This workbook will provide you with more than just hope. It will provide you with a compassionate, humanizing framework for understanding and normalizing your addiction. The exercises focus on developing effective ways of understanding and coping with your inner world of emotion, to create emotional fluency, the ability to identify what you feel and why you are feeling that way, and clearly express these feelings to others. Becoming emotionally fluent will offer you the ability to feel seen, heard, and understood by the people in your life. It is the language of you. You will find a path forward as well as hands-on practices for how to use attachment processes to your advantage, so that you will be able to move through the dark places that have held you captive to addiction. Attachment processes refer to the bioevolutionary process of internalizing emotional awareness, resilience, and a strong sense of self through our ongoing development in relationship to healthy caregiving others. Our attachment relationships provide both a pathway and the substance that enriches our confidence, self-worth, and ability to be resilient in the face of life's twists and turns. The skills, processes, and exercises in this workbook are based upon what is known as felt security. Felt security is that internal knowing in our bones that we are loved, supported, and at our core, very good people. All of us struggling with addiction do not have that as our baseline foundation. This workbook will help you transform at that basic level. You'll build a firm foundation that will serve as your very own healthy buffer to the stress and impact of a changing, unpredictable, and, at times, very confusing world, without needing to use substances. How to use this book. Sincere commitment to personal growth is based upon the adage, "You need to feel it in order to heal it." Although the concept is simple, the process is not always easy. Humanizing addiction through the attachment lens will strengthen your ability to navigate the road of self-discovery, even when the journey becomes a bit bumpy, and sometimes it does. As you do the exercises, turning up the volume of your emotional world may be challenging at times. So take it slow. Take it at your own pace. Most of the journey through this book will be enlightening, easily applicable, and empowering. You may also hit a few bumps when the process opens inner doors that you aren't as familiar with. When that happens, it can stir up feelings that have been quietly residing within you. Here are a few thoughts to support you having the most enjoyable and productive experience while listening to this book. Be curious and open. Remember, this is a journey. This workbook offers skills, ideas, and exercises to help you grow and heal without using addictive processes. Approach each chapter and exercise with a spirit of curiosity and openness. You may get a bit stirred up as you take this journey into yourself. Please note, that is A-okay. Nothing is going wrong. Be open to where this experience takes you. Do all the exercises. Repeat them often, some daily, so you'll become familiar with them, strengthen your coping skills, and eventually develop an ongoing practice. You can find PDF versions of many of the worksheets online at newharbinger.com/52403. Print extra copies of the worksheets you want to do multiple times. Offer yourself compassion. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. Be kind and generous with yourself as you contemplate and self-reflect. We are all playing the best game in town, doing the best with where we are at any given moment. Pace yourself. You will enjoy this book more, as well as get more out of it, when you pace yourself accordingly. Only you can determine the most helpful rhythm of listening and engaging with the exercises for you. Pacing your process on the journey throughout this book is an invaluable part of that. Take the risk of treading on new terrain. Whenever we engage in emotional or personal growth work, we open the door to new and often hidden parts of ourselves and our own experience. Stirring up the proverbial dust in the corners can be both thrilling as well as a bit nerve-wracking at times. You might feel a bit shaky or tense. This just means that you have courageously entered new emotional terrain. New territory always becomes familiar ground once we spend enough time there. This will happen for you too. And once it does, you will have incorporated a new empowering resource into yourself. This is how we grow and heal. Journal. Take time to write about your experience. Writing both helps you internalize the work and unfolds your experience into a deeper sense of meaning and wisdom. Journaling is one of the most useful tools for processing and consolidating learning. Because so much of this book is designed to help you access new or hidden parts of yourself, journaling your experience helps the new become familiar as it becomes a more solidified part of yourself through writing. You can think of your journaling practice as an intimate conversation with your inner self about the new horizons you are discovering and all the ways that you are growing and changing without needing your addiction of choice. Many exercises call for you to apply new skills and concepts to day-to-day activities. Pay attention to these encounters and take time several times a week to record and reflect upon them in your journal. Yes, that last point is so important that we'll spend a few more paragraphs on it. In addition, twice a week, take some time to free write. That is, sit quietly and begin to write about what you are experiencing inside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?